Callum, Hartford 3 points.
Yeah, pleased, really happy, delighted, ecstatic, over the moon.
Did you think when they came back to 1-1, same again as Tuesday?
No, because, excuse me, voice, by the way, not got loads.
I'm not taking it personally.
No, there's been a hallmark of our sides over 12, 13 months, however long, that we'll fight. And I said it to you after the Kingsland game. Stuff's gone against us over a nine-game period that we were excellent at. If we hadn't won the game today, it would have been a travesty to see a Chester team manage the conditions and press the ball the way they did, to keep doing that and stay up and be undone once in the game. Once, the only time we've really seen our goalkeeper called into action. So yeah, there'll be plenty of people that were revelling in that moment in the 82nd minute, and so have absolutely ruined their weekend by coming and doing what, that's what Chester's about. That's Chester, that we score right at the death. We give our unbelievable supporters that back the team today, we give them something to cheer about. So no, because we, like I say, stuff's gone against us, fine margins, not bad luck, because I don't believe in that, but we've had to deal with some real adversity. That's what I'm here for. I was under no illusions. There's going to be challenges. There'll be more challenges in the weeks, months ahead for the rest of the season. I was delighted with the character the players showed and spoke about it during the week. We didn't go above and beyond. That's what we do.
I'll come back to the penalty in a minute, but a well-taken goal from Caton.
Well, yeah. We will look more like scoring when Charlie Caton's on the pitch. Grass is also green and the sky is blue, apart from when it is grey or night time when it is dark.
But I mean, he took it particularly well. It was a delightful ball through to him, but he drew the keeper, boom, bingo.
He's a top player, and to get him back out on the pitch is a big bonus for us. He played on the opening day, he's come on at Spennymoor and scored. He's come on, and then, like I said it to Shane on his radio show, tactically I got it wrong on Tuesday night, trying to stop crosses coming in the box. Ironically, we went to a different shape, we didn't get pressure on the ball, so he's had to come on and play on the left-hand side. Charlie Caton has number 9 on his back. If you get him around the box, he'll score goals, and I'm really, really pleased for him, but pleased for all the players. We want what everyone wants here, and that's success. And I feel that from the supporters. Everyone associated with the club is desperate for success. The way that the whole team is, the whole group, everyone associated with the first team, everyone associated with the club. The players want that. And I'm really, really pleased twofold today. The fans that stick with us, but pleased for the players, because we've had some disappointing performances. We were disappointed in the second half on Tuesday night. But I think performances have warranted more than what we've got so far. It isn't the world of ones and tens. We aren't woeful, gutless, toothless, and equally aren't world beaters like Brazil and unbelievable. A lot of the performances have fallen in the middle. What you've got to make sure is you come out on the right side of the result, and we did that today. So delighted for the players, delighted for the group of supporters. But I'll be honest, you've probably wasted two of your questions asking me about the game that's just been, because the focus is now on Tadcaster. And that is the reality, that as much as we want to talk about what's gone, there's a culture doing that at the club that I want to try and change and turn around. What's next? Whether that is a positive or negative, we've got a massive game against Tadcaster Albion in the FA Cup, when the Cup will be so, so important this year for the football club. The players recognise that. We want to deliver for the supporters, and the FA Cup gives us that opportunity. We want to earn some rewards, we want to earn opportunities. So after the weekend, on Monday, the work will start for Tadcaster, because I've been at that level. I understand that level. I get it. I won't disrespect that opposition the way that maybe some teams at this level, when they came and visited me at my previous club, disrespected us. We know how tough a challenge it's going to be. We'll be start preparing for that on Monday morning.
I'll come back to today's game. Just one quick question. You changed your penalty taker today. Declan Weeks, Whiteside.
Elliot Whitehouse took the penalty.
Whitehouse, I beg
your pardon. He scored. Det Weeks scored one in the week. Maybe Adam Thomas will take the next one. I don't know. Maybe Liam Edwards will. We'll see. Maybe there's a plan to everything that we do.
Before you come to the plan for Tadcaster, of course, you've got a birthday, and that is tomorrow, and on behalf of everybody, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. 30 tomorrow. And do you want to know what's really, really strange? It's Mikey Alcock, my obviously first team coach's birthday as well, and we both turned 30. The difference is, fundamentally, he looks 27, and I perhaps look slightly older than my age. So, yeah, I want to enjoy it. It's tough. This job, football, consumes everything, as probably you all know. Don't get time to enjoy stuff, and when you're as passionate as I am and engrossed in everything the club's trying to do, you don't get moments. So going to try and have probably the first day off of the season tonight and tomorrow, day and a half, perhaps try and enjoy it. Been pretty rubbish. When results aren't right, we hurt, and we hurt the way the supporters hurt. The players are the same, but like I say, Monday morning, Tadcaster, let's not get carried away. We've got 11 points. We've had a disappointing start. That would have been the same if we'd won, drawn or lost today. performances, satisfied, want more, want to be better. That was the atmosphere in the dressing room after the game was, we've been brilliant today, we've won the game, really pleased, what's next? We want to be relentless chasing stuff down. So I really appreciate your kind words. I will try and enjoy my birthday, try not to think about football so much, but yeah, let's see what the next 12 months or so bring.
Enjoy your couple of glasses of Pina Grigio tonight.
It'll be a Pina Colada.